WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Patterson Hood is best known as a co-founder of the acclaimed Southern rock band Drive-By Truckers. His new solo album called Murdering Oscar and Other Love Songs contains a few songs written in the early 90s before the Truckers were formed, as well as more recent songs, all of them freshly recorded over the past few years. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
On that song, I Understand Now, Patterson Hood sings about the value of growing up and starting to comprehend the advice that he heard long ago. He sings of, quote, appreciating the value of generations changing hands. This is in keeping with the music Hood makes with his band, the Drive-By Truckers, which is often all tied up in deep Southern roots and history. But many of these solo songs are also tight little snapshots of moments and people and feelings, such as this one, She's a Little Randy. Also playing on this record is Hood's father, David Hood, a highly regarded bass player for the great Muscle Shoals rhythm section. The senior Hood has done session work with scores of great musicians, including Aretha Franklin, Wilson Pickett, Willie Nelson, and Paul Simon. In another gesture of generations changing hands, the father accompanies the son on one of the strongest tracks on this album, Back of a Bible. It's about a guy who writes a love song on the back page of the Good Book. Back of a Bible has a terrific narrative flow, a whole short story compressed in a three-verse song.
I wrote you a love song on the back of a Bible. On the back of a Bible. A love song for you. And I ain't no authority about what it says in it. I can't even begin it. The page in the back is blank and waiting for you. Heard me a sense.
The songs on this album gather their power from Patterson Hood's articulated drawl and the creepy crawl of guitar chords and drum patterns. Nowhere is that more true than on the title song, a homicidal scenario whose content is some kind of cross between Johnny Cash and Eminem. You believe this vehement narrator when he yowls, "I killed Oscar before he killed me." You also believe him when he says he's, quote, happy, 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 and that he doesn't need salvation or redemption. This is one cold character.
Forgiveness for my sins.
Where the music made by the drive-by truckers can expand to epic proportions without becoming overblown, Patterson Hood's solo songs are smaller scale, more intimate. They tap into feelings of longing and regret, but also into fantasies that can be sexy or frightening. It seems on the evidence of these songs, old and new, that Patterson Hood has a gift for both common man stories and a jarring Southern surrealism. But you don't have to be a Southern boy with a dad who played bass on the Staple Singers' I'll Take You There to enjoy the places Patterson Hood will take you.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the new solo album by Patterson Hood called Murdering Oscar and Other Love Songs.